Yes, that is the sound of politics, of making an election in Miami Beach, the sound of a mayoral race, the audience riled up at a mayoral debate. Christina Vega with the Miami Herald and Michael Miller with the Miami New Times have been covering what, Christina, has got to be the best show in politics in South Florida for this election cycle, isn't it?
There's no shortage of stories to write.
So let's talk about this here, Christina, about what's at stake, first of all, before we get into some of the personalities. I believe it pays $10,000 a year. Big bucks for Miami Beach. Does not have any kind of super vote or significant veto power. So why all of the vitriolic language and positioning that we're seeing with Miami Beach? What's at stake?
You know, that's a good question. Why? A lot of people don't realize that most cities in South Florida, they don't have a strong mayor form of government, so they don't have a lot of power as mayor. But there are really big issues in Miami Beach right now. Probably the biggest is the convention center overhaul that they're planning. It's a $1 billion project right smack dab in the middle of the city. And it's become a contentious election issue. So you're kind of fighting to define the character of the city for years to come.
And Michael Miller from the Miami New Times, transportation also a big issue. But even more to the heart of Miami Beach, the governance of the city has really been questioned for a long time, but really is becoming a political issue now.
Yeah, I mean, in the last couple of years, you've had some arrests within City Hall. You've had problems with the police and fire departments. So I think a lot of people, in Miami Beach are worried about the direction of the city. This is something that Levine and Burke both have really hammered on.
Those are two of the candidates that we'll ask about here in a moment. If you live in Miami Beach, current resident, former resident, how are you looking at this mayoral campaign winding up in the first week of November? Holler at us here at WLRN and the Florida Roundup and tweet us at WLRN or the online conversation, WLRN.org. Steve Burke was one of the names you mentioned as a candidate. Give us an idea of I guess he refers to himself now as an entertainer, not a comedian.
Exactly. Yes, he's a former tennis pro, Ivy League educated. But he kind of made his name, I think, running against Matty Bauer about 3 years ago. And he, at the time, he was a comedian. He had a reality TV crew following him around at all times. Now he says they're making a documentary about him. He's very important to make that the distinction. But he is kind of the outsider candidate in a way. Or at least he tries to portray himself as that. And he's, this time around, it's his second go. He's trying to be more, taken more seriously. Mm-hmm. He's really hammered away at Bauer over the years for basically not doing enough to correct kind of the direction of the city over corruption, things like that in City Hall. And he faces kind of an uphill battle in terms of convincing people that he really is a serious candidate, especially when he, keeps on putting out rap videos and things like that. But he also has some good ideas, too. So.
Well, one of the ideas goes to transportation, Christina, and it's this gondola idea that, may strike some folks as a little bit outlandish, but he seems to have some serious points here.
Yeah, so anyone who's been to the beach knows that traffic and parking is a constant headache there. And he says he's got a solution, and it's to string gondolas from downtown Miami across the bay to Miami Beach, and that this would serve not only as a fix for transportation woes, but also as a tourist attraction that would generate money. And he's gotten some interest from the CEO of Virgin Group, who says that, I don't know whether it's a full endorsement of it, but says that he would be interested in looking at it. And London recently did something like this.
Well, Richard Branson is known for outlandish ideas, commercial space travel among them, certainly. But it does bring up the idea here, Michael, of some international political personalities are paying attention to this mayoral election in a town of 80,000 people.
Right. I mean, you've got Bill Clinton weighing in, you've also got, he's endorsed Philip Levine, who he says is an old friend of his. you've also got Bill Nelson. You've got Norman Brayman weighing in for Gongora, mm-hmm. who's, I guess, kind of the establishment candidate because he's been on the commission for a while. So, you do have, Miami Beach has this kind of outsized hold on the American imagination, and apparently it's drawing people in from all over the country.
Miami Beach and the mayor's seat, because again, at the end of the day, you don't have a lot of power other than to control maybe the agenda at a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The establishment candidate, if there is one, as Michael mentioned, is Mr. Gangra. Is he running on the platform? Give us an idea of kind of the flack that he's been taking, because he is one of those in this race that has the political record that supporters and opponents can point to.
He's the only one, and yes, that brings baggage because, as we've mentioned, there's been a lot of issues, arrests at City Hall lately. His response is mainly, we're working on it. Yes, there were issues, but we're tackling them. We have new department heads, a new city manager. We're tackling rising tides and stormwater, that sort of thing. Another interesting thing to mention about Michael Gangra is that if he were elected, he would be the first openly gay mayor of Miami Beach.
But as he mentioned, he's running for mayor who happens to be gay.
Right. It really hasn't become a campaign issue, but or a platform or anything that really comes up on the campaign trail, but it's still an interesting point.
Yeah, Michael Miller from the Miami New Times, you mentioned earlier some of the police behavior that's come under scrutiny as of late. And of course, most recently, this was with the Israel Hernandez case, mm-hmm. this 18-year-old graffiti artist who was tasered by Miami police fatally. Has this been an issue?
You know, not really. His name doesn't come up very much in the campaign at all. As far as I can tell, the only person who really made any statement was Steve Burke, who made, you know, issued some condolences on his Facebook account, I think. But part of the problem there is that, you know, Suarez in the Miami mayor race, he put out a flyer which had Israel Hernandez's face on it and expressed, you know, sympathy. And he took a lot of flack immediately from the Miami
Commissioner
police.
Commissioner Suarez did, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He wound up dropping out of the Miami mayoral race.
Exactly, and you know, I don't think that was the deciding factor there, but it certainly backfired on him and drew a lot of unwanted attention to it. So I think ever since that happened, candidates in Miami Beach have been a little reticent to make it an issue. But certainly police, you know, problems within the police department is a big issue. And, you know, it's interesting looking down at some of the other races. You've got, you know, Bauer also running for commission, Exposito, Gangra, all three of them voted for Martinez, the police chief.
So, in Miami Beach.
That might be something that could come back to, you know, haunt them.
Christina Vega from the Miami Herald, the moneyed candidate here, Philip Levine, millions of dollars pouring into this, again, for a position that it certainly does not have any direct economic interest, does not have any specific political power. What's the source of his candidacy? Is it solely his fortune?
He is mostly self-funding his campaign. He's poured over more than $1 million of his own money into it. He caps campaign contributions. I think it's at $100. He hosts events that he calls friendraisers instead of fundraisers, and he picks up the tab at the end of the meal or whatever it is. He says that basically he's running because he wants to make the city better, and that, you know, it has been something that he's been attacked for because he does have businesses and he has partners with a developer on Miami Beach. And so Burke especially has questioned, you know, if you get in, how are we going to stop basically your agenda and your friends from getting what they want out of the city? So
you two have a front row seat to the best show in politics this fall. Yes, enjoy it while it lasts, right? In a relatively quiet election season, Miami Beach there was not disappointing anyone for those paying attention. And certainly two of them are with us here on the Florida Roundup. Christina Vega writing about it in the Miami Herald, Michael Miller writing about it in Miami New Times.